Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been promising you some sound from our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. We're going to hear from a guy that's a former LSU Tiger, spent his entire career in New England, but has now joined the ranks of the Florida Lee, the black and gold. I'm talking about defensive tackle Davin Godchow, who spoke with the media today after practice, and let's hear from him.
You express your excitement about being here, returning to Louisiana, playing football in Louisiana, and now you're getting the opportunity to do it. How's it felt so far?
Feels good, man. Feels great to be back. Like I said, getting acclimated back to the heat. First day of pass was yesterday. Thought we had a great start. Just got to keep building on it with another two back-to-back padded days. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the grind. Excited for just keep it going.
A lot of guys that have been asked about you or that have brought you up and talked about your strength and everything like that. How core is that as a part of your game, particularly at your position?
I mean, I'm in year 9, so I think it's kind of some of that old man strength. Just keeping it going up, but just knowing like different techniques of ways just to stay dominant up front, be stout. This team, I know they struggled last year in the run game, so a big part of bringing me and a couple other guys here to stop the run. So I'm excited for it. It's going to be a great season, but just got to continue to build on it in practice.
I imagine like every defensive coach is like, yeah, we got to stop the run. But just like considering like what it was last year and kind of the resources y'all put into that, like how much of an emphasis has that been for y'all early in the training camp?
It's really just about the pride. I mean, Coach Kellen has been doing a great job mixing a lot of, he's a very creative offensive mind, been mixing a lot of things in. But it's just really just about having pride about stopping the run, going out there for the, get guys on third down and come home. But a lot of sacks come off first and second downs too. So I know everybody want to rush on third down, but I mean, that's only one down. So I mean, everybody wants to get the sack on third down, but a lot of sacks come off first and second down, play action pass and, booth and all that. So, just taking pride in stopping the run. It just got to be something that you got to really just do. I mean, it's a technique to it too, but it's really more about just having the pride to just stop the run because you don't want a team just gassing you down the field each and every play.
Was there a point in your life when you realized that
I'm
stronger than everybody else?
Man, I ain't the strongest person on the field. I'm not the strongest. I got a lot of strong guys, but it's really about leverage. It's how you use your leverage. A lot of guys, I've been playing this league for, I've been fortunate to play in this league for 9 years now, going on 9 years, and it really just, I feel like I've seen everything now. When it comes to run defense. I've seen everything. I know the schemes teams are going to try to attack you too. So I guess it's just really just about the repetition. I mean, we rep it in practice. We rep it with Coach Bo Davis and individual. So I've seen it, and I know how teams are going to try to attack us. And, I'm excited for it. We just got to – it's going to take all 11, though. It's not just going to take me or some other guys. It's going to take 11. It's going to take 11 people. The linebacker got to have great fits. The secondary got to come down and have great fits. And it's not just – when you see the run game – big explosive plays like, oh man, the D-line messed up. But everybody got to fit together. Everybody got to gel together because if one person is weak, we all are weak. And, you can have a run go for a 60-yard touchdown and everybody's, hands up like, what happened? And then, it's just probably one thing that happened. So everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody has to communicate. I communicate to DeMarie. DeMarie communicate to me what he see. Then we go from there. DeMarie may communicate in the secondary what he's saying. So everybody has to be strong together because we can't have a weak link because if we do, it's going to get exposed.
As a fresh face to the team, your perspective, what is really the potential for this D-line?
To be dominant, to win. Expected to win. Expected to get back to old Saints football when they was winning. Really just set the tone to be the leaders for the team. As a D-line, everybody's going to watch the D-line and the O-line. And I'm excited that, we got 5 first-rounders on O-line, so I'm excited to see them match up week one. I'm excited about that group. But just set the tone, really tone setters. When you say D-line, you think of tone setters. You think of guys coming to wreck some shop. You think of guys coming to make your life a living H. So just really setting the tone. And I'm excited to set the tone the first game. I mean, I know we got more steps to take in training camp to get through it against Arizona. I'm excited to set the tone and just to let them know that New Orleans Saints football is back. And we're going to get back by being a team on offense, defense, and special teams. And, of course, my bread and butter is, stopping the run. So before anybody gets sacks, we have to make sure we have a solid foundation of stopping the run on this defense. And I think we got the right guys to do it, and I'm excited.
Devon, I don't know if this is different than any of your previous thoughts, but what have you made of the staff's like kind of emphasis on recovery?
Coach Kellen, I said this is day 8 for us. I think day 8, I lose days in training camp. The day it is, long grind days, but this is the best training camp I've been a part of. Just Coach Kellen, how his approach is, the training staff, the staff in general, how they take care of the guys. This is the best, I mean, best training camp I've been a part of. You know, you grind, and, you know, we're going to take care of you, grind, you know, because this is a long season. We added an extra game. Roger Goodell, we added an extra game. So, you know, we're this is the best training camp I've been a part of, and I'm excited for it. Hope he continue to take care of us, but we got to continue to give him, you know, good days once we out on the field. Make sure we are clean and we are, you know, correcting our approach, our plays and stuff like that. So, but this is the best camp I've been a part of, and you know, being in the heat is just going to make it tougher because we're going to need games like this against Miami, Carolina, Tampa. You know, we're going to be in the heat. You know, they don't have a dome, they don't have a cover, so we got to get acclimated to this heat. Also, even though we play in a Superdome.
The best, you mean like this is like the best,
just taking care of like fresh, just taking care of like bodies, not, you know, beat up, you know, you're gonna have nicks and bruises, but just, you know, just the approach of the staff to take care of the players, I think it's the right approach. I think it should, everybody should follow it. I mean, because it's, you know, the players got to stay healthy, because I mean, you can have great coaches, but if you don't have great players, then like you're nothing without your players. So
that was defensive tackle Devon Godcho speaking to the media today, former LSU Tiger.
Well, well spoken.
Yeah, very well. And you heard him too. What stood out to me for sure, Bobby, that attitude he wants to bring to this defensive line, plus him saying this is the best training camp he's ever been a part of, and now this is his ninth year in the NFL.
Well, it was professionally run. I think Kellen Moore and
the staff are definitely more very in tune to taking care of the players' bodies.
Yes, and Kellen Moore, you know, you take notes when you're on a staff. Like, he'll take notes when he was in Dallas. Okay, what worked, what didn't work.
Yeah.
The same thing in Philadelphia. And then you look in at the program
and
how you construct practice.
Back to that Jeff Duncan interview you had last hour as well. He said the Eagles coming to the Super Bowl were the healthiest team in the NFL. So,
well, they must have been doing something right.
Hopefully he's taken a lot of what Nick Sirianni had implemented over there and they're bringing it to New Orleans, because we sure need it. Hopefully he can help the Pelicans out too with that.
Yeah, no, because you know, the thing is, you can't make the club in the tub. And, you know, hopefully like a guy like Kendre Miller, all of a sudden, maybe they advised him, you know, your diet.
Yeah, I'm hoping he grew up a little this year.
Well, he said he's a little lighter.
Right.
Got, instead of 220, 215. Now, it could be bad luck how you injured, but he can't afford to have bad luck anymore. Kendre Miller, what he said, well, let me change my number. If that works, it works. I don't know. Instead of 25, I'm 5 now.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
So whatever works. So
it just stinks.
So
I guess if you have a Kendre Miller jersey, maybe you can take the 2 off of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's, but when you think of 25, who do you still think of, though? Who do you think of, Charlie? Who do you and Steve think of?
I don't know.
I'm thinking Reggie Bush.
Oh,
huh?
Okay. Reggie Bush.
Yeah, that's who I think of. I don't know. I wouldn't think of Kendre Miller. So when I think of 5, he can make 5 famous. I mean, is there another famous 5 Saint number, number 5?
Wasn't that?
The safety, huh? Last year, was that the one who went to Washington? Was he number 5?
Oh, Will Harris?
Yeah, was he 5?
Yeah, I'd have to look. I'm not sure, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm thinking he was 5. But
what number was Morstead?
Was it 9?
9. No, 9. Drew Brees was 9.
No, Drew Brees was 9.
I'll have to look that up.
What was Morstead? Somebody 6, 7? Not no.
6. Okay.
Yeah, 6. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie, with the save.
Yeah, 6. So who's the? That's Tyler Shuck 6 now.
Right.
Right. Right.
The upside down 9.
The only 6 I remember. you don't remember like you know, you think like number 6. Who's number 6? You know, I know for a Louisiana boy, it was number 6, and he played with the Steelers and Broncos. Bubby Brister.
Bubby
was number 6. And then before him, the only other guy I can remember, this is a USFL guy, Washington State, Sonny Six Killer, was a Native American. No, it made sense that he had the number 6, but his last name was Six Killer.
6 made sense to me as a quarterback because you're throwing a touchdown.
6
touchdown,
points.
6 points, right.
6 points. But I don't know. 7's a godly number. 6 is not a godly number.
No, I got you right.
So you want number 7. And I always liked number 7, Burt Jones, LSU Fighting Tigers, Baltimore Colts. Burt Jones, rusted rifle.
There's a lot of rifles.
Yeah, yeah. Got a rusted rifle. But my true mentor, though, was Joe Ferguson. A lot of 12s. A lot of 12. Big success with number 12. You know, Bradshaw, Joe Ferguson.
Right.
Nope. You know, I actually got that number retired at Northwestern in Natchitoches, number 12. And I took that in honor of Joe Ferguson, Buffalo Bills quarterback before Jim Kelly, my mentor, showed me how to do a three-step, five-step read coverage. In high school, they would just tell you, oh, I don't know, throw it to whoever thinks open. What? There wasn't no coaching. You know, but then you learn the fundamentals
of football. Yeah, great. Thanks for that tip, Coach. Throw it to whoever's open.
Yeah, it was just alignment, offensive alignment. You're going to run over people. We don't have to throw, so.